Carrie Lake joins us. Carrie, a couple of things. Yesterday we had live coverage from the camp in El Paso or in Juarez on the other side of El Paso, where the 2,000 Venezuela fighting age males tried to basically crush through the armored, you know, the up armored police to get into the country. We had Oscar Blue Ramirez in Tijuana there for the capsizing of the two boats, I think over Imperial Beach, San Diego, that killed eight, I think, illegal aliens drowned. And now we had Ben Berquam today. He was in La Jolla, Texas yesterday with the police saying they're overwhelmed. He's now down in Reynosa on the Mexican side saying these camps are about to explode. The primary thing, this is what people don't understand about Carrie Lake. Yes, the voting crimes and the stealing of the elections was absolutely central to her campaign. But the number one issue was the invasion of the southern border and the cartels. As soon as you took your hand off the Bible, because you did win, you were going to tell the Biden administration that you're shutting down the border and putting them on notice. What is your? It's only gotten exponentially worse, has it not, ma'am?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what Ben has been reporting is it's shocking. You when you think it can't get worse, and then it does, and we've got a true invasion. I mean, even for people who thought that was extreme rhetoric, you can see it with your own eyeballs right now. We have an invasion on our border. We have these camps set up, migrant camps set up on the border. These people are coming across. It is an effort to destabilize this country. And the cartel and the CCP's favorite partner in this crime is this bumbling fool, Joe Biden, who's going to now try to crash the economy. I mean, I saw him walk in to deliver that message to the American people, trying to tell us everything's all fine with the banking system. And he shuffled in. He could barely turn the knob on the door. What possibly could go wrong, Steve, when we have an election that is stolen and we sit back and allow it to happen and allow this guy who is compromised by not only the CCP and Ukraine, and it's proven right there on Hunter's laptop, what possibly could go wrong when we allow this compromised individual to take the White House and steer our country right over a cliff into the end of, I mean, it's just, we're seeing the end of America if we don't try to stop this.
Help me out here. Moody's just, as we were on air, downgraded the entire U.S. banking sector and said that is now, I think the quote is that the rapidly deteriorating operating conditions, that's their quote, trying to cover their ass now. We started the show with J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio, who really is defending the people in East Palestine against this bailout in Silicon Valley among the elites that the people in East Palestine are actually underwriting. A couple of weeks ago, Jim Jordan took a field hearing in Yuma, Arizona, and I think shocked people. What happened in Yuma, Arizona from the invasion was the destruction of the hospital, the healthcare system, the education system, the law enforcement system, the drugs. It literally, you saw a town, a community that was absolutely eviscerated at every level because of this invasion. What would you have to say to the people in Yuma today about this bailout of the elites, the Democratic ATM that's called Silicon Valley Bank, ma'am?
Well, they say it's too big to fail, right? That's what we heard in 2008. Well, the American people, I view them, their lives, as too big to fail. And we have failed the American people time and time again. And this is the reason I ran for office. I'm sick of watching our government fail the people, turn their back on America. And, you know, from Ohio to Iowa to Arizona, you talked about what happened in Yuma. Now, multiply that 100 times in different communities along the border. It's happening over and over, and the people of this country are being squeezed. And this is why America First policies are the only way out of this corrupt system and out of these problems. And this is why they did everything they could to stop President Trump in 2020, stealing that election. And then they upped it and did it even worse in 2022 because they saw me, a fed-up mom, who stood up and said, no, these problems are solvable if you get somebody with a backbone who's willing to do something. And the cartels and the CCP who partners with them said, oh my gosh, we got to stop that woman. We don't care how big the robbery is on election day. It can be in broad daylight. We've got to stop it, or she will put a stop to what we're doing at the border. And it's all one big puzzle with a million different pieces. And in every single way, they are getting the upper hand and taking control of America. And we're headed for some really tough days. I'm hoping more people wake up and realize that the alarm bells that I've been sounding since 2020 and President Trump, now they are actually coming true, all of those issues that we warned you of. And it all stems from allowing our election system to be stolen. And you know it's bad when they won't let you talk about it, Steve. We need to be talking about the issues that they forbid us to talk about. And look at this fool, this Chi-Com fool, Mark Kelly. I don't even want to call him Senator. Mark Kelly, whose answer to what happened when the banking system, when our eyes woke up to what was happening, when the Silicon Valley Bank started to falter and go down, his answer to that is, how can we censor the people so they can't talk about it on Twitter? This is outrageous.
Tell me about Kelly. Kelly's had long ties to the CCP. He's absolutely not a free speech guy at all. Tell me, how does Arizona be represented by a guy like Mark Kelly that is questionable at best?
Well, I'm going to get right back to, you know, you talk to President Trump. He says, you ask Kerry anything, she gets back to our elections because it is the issue of our time. How do we solve this problem with what's happening in our financial sector and in the banking if we have stolen elections? How do we handle the border if we have stolen elections? How do we handle our kids' education if we have stolen elections? This guy is a fraud. We saw it. If you're here in Arizona, you remember those ads that ran on TV the first time you ran, where he's riding his motorcycle, this little mini guy on his big motorcycle riding across the stage in Beijing with a Chinese flag flying on his motorcycle. And then he tries to fool the people of Arizona into thinking that he's a patriotic American when he is beholden to the CCP. And we're seeing it with someone like him. How dare he sit there in the Senate and try to sneak around through back avenues to censor the good people of this country and take away our very first right, our First Amendment right of free speech. This is outrageous, and we're sick and tired of it. And the people of Arizona are tired of it. This is why we're standing up, and this is why they're supporting me in my fight as we take our case to the Supreme Court to try to get this rigged election either put aside, redone, or to declare me the victor, as everybody knows is the truth in Arizona.
Let's talk about that for a second. We'll talk about the Supreme Court. But Katie Hobbs, with this invasion going on the southern border, Abbott now up on it, others up on it, even Newsom realizes he's got a massive problem. You've got, you know, people drowning off in Imperial Beach. It's a disaster, and it's a powder keg. This is going to hurt the Mexican people because it's a powder keg, because all over the world are in these camps. Katie Hobbs actually acts like she's a junior partner to the cartels. Are the people in Arizona shocked about how, not just laissez-faire or blasé about this, she's actually exacerbating this problem? Is she not, ma'am?
Oh, I mean, she's a puppet. She doesn't even know what she's doing. Let's face the facts on that one. I mean, she knows that she didn't win, and she's totally in partnership with the cartels. I mean, think about this. You know, in the last months, the last few months of Ducey's administration here in Arizona, we saw that he started to put up those barriers along the border. I mean, it was a joke, but it was something. And I always say, some barrier is better than no barrier, right? If you're trying to keep the invasion at bay a little bit, you put up the barriers. He put the shipping containers up, spent a fortune doing that when he should have really just started constructing the wall and finishing Trump's wall. But he put those up, and immediately on day one, she starts taking those down. And now we're seeing the situation that you described in Yuma. It's happening in other counties as well. Cochise County, there are medical centers all along and hospitals anywhere near the border. And frankly, even not near the border, up here in the city in Phoenix, our hospitals are stretched. And it's because we're seeing people here illegally. So she is in cahoots with them, in my opinion. You know, yesterday or the day before, she's in the Middle East trying to work out a deal to partner with our Arizona National Guard and Middle East countries. This is a woman who's not serious about putting the needs of Arizonans first. And this is why she lost in a landslide, and they had to steal it and put her in as a squatter in the governor's office. And it's going to get really bad here, I believe, in the coming days and weeks. And I'm hoping that we can wake up a few more people who might have just been thrilled because their Democrat got in, But they're not, now they're hopefully looking at America and realizing that we are in a situation where we've been destabilized to the point of, I don't know, no return possibly.
Everybody's asking me, so where does the case actually stand and how can people help? The Supreme Court, they haven't actually decided where they're going to take it on yet or not. That'll happen in late March, I think.
That's right. We of course, filed our case with the Supreme Court, as I promised. And I believe it was just yesterday, the other side made their filing, their rebuttal, their response. And then on the 21st, the seven members of the Arizona Supreme Court will meet. And they will decide if they're going to take the case. And we really need our Supreme Court to do the right thing. They must hear this case. If they don't hear this case, Steve, they are basically giving their stamp of approval, putting their stamp of approval on the most corrupt election we've ever seen in this country. Not only that, they are sending a very loud message to every town, every city, every county that election laws don't matter, that chain of custody is just a suggestion. You don't have to follow it. That you don't have to have machines that are certified and working. It's all just a recommendation, and you don't have to follow it. They're basically giving the green light to corrupt people all across our state to go ahead and continue running elections in a corrupt way. And it will be the end of our voice being free at the ballot box.
You're from, I think, a rural community outside of near Davenport, Iowa. What did you think of President Trump's visit yesterday, given you were just there a week or so ago?
I thought it was great. I mean, that is my home community. I grew up a part of my life just in the town next to Davenport called Bettendorf. And then when I was 10, my dad moved us out to the country where we lived out in the boondocks. And so I had a very rural experience as a child and a teenager, and also an experience in the city near Davenport. I thought it was a great showing. I wasn't surprised at all. You know, this is a little bit more liberal part of Iowa when you compare it to the rest of the state. But this shows you, when you saw that line going around the block, you know, four or five blocks back, and the crowd outside was even bigger than the crowd inside, it shows you that even in this part of Iowa that's not the reddest part of Iowa, that President Trump's ideas, his policies, his fight for the American people resonates. People realize that he never lies to us. He tells us the truth. He gets stuff done for us. His policies are common sense. I'm loving some of the new policies he's putting out there when it comes to education, when it comes to building some of these new cities on some of the federal land, because the federal government has gobbled up a lot of our land, and we need to build some new cities and new homes for Americans, young Americans who want to get out and start a life. And I'm really concerned right now, Steve, as we're watching what's happening with these banks and with the economy, and as Steve Cortez was talking about, with the inflation, with our older American friends. And I say older, I'm almost their age. Yes. I'm talking about people who are retirement age, who did everything right, worked hard, raised their family, paid their bills on time, saved a little nest egg in their 401k. And I'm very, very concerned about these Americans. I'm very concerned about these individuals as we watch Joe Biden drive this economy straight into a ditch and into a fireball of an accident that I don't know if we'll be able to recover from. And this is, again, why I continue to beat the drum of elections. Fake elections, stolen elections have consequences.
Catastrophic consequences. Well, how do people get to you to support you in your fight at the Supreme Court?
Thank you. They can go to carrielake.com or savearizonafund.com, and they can find me at social media at Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake, thank you for joining us here in the War Room.